Yerushalayim or Nanga, but Nanga Basai, we have a Mezumin. So, more than a Mezumin. Okay, we left off towards the end of Siman Tafnu and Aleph. Just as a brief overview, now that we've seen some 19 Sifim of Tafnu and Aleph, when I went by Rav Zalman Nehemiah Goldberg in what was called at the time Kolel Shevet Umachokek, it was called Rav Unterman's Kolel. Rav Unterman was the one who provided the funds, and Rav Zalman Nehemiah provided the Torah. And so within the cycle, it was 2 years Choshen Mishpat, 2 years Eben HaEzer, and then a year of Yeredeya. So within Eben HaEzer, we learned Hilchos Ksuvas. So Rav Zalman Nehemiah pointed out that a Ksuva Lechora is a world of Shtar. Shtar is part of the world of Choshen Mishpat. But the uniqueness of the Ksuva is that it's in Eben HaEzer. Namely, that it's the world of Shtaras, but it has differences that are brought about because of the nature of the interpersonal relationship between a husband and a wife. And so really, Tzurna Chosuvas is to try and see what here is Choshen Mishpat and what here is Eben HaEzer. What are the rules, the classic rules of Toin V'Nitan and Eidosim Al-Ashtar, and what are the uniquenesses in terms of the Ksuva? So Hu Adin, when you learn Hilchos Pesach, particularly over here in Tafnun Av, Tafnun Beis, we learn Dinim of Hechsher Kalim in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav, in Tarova, certainly Kuf Kaf Aleph, Kuf Kaf Beis, deal with Hechsher Kalim. So the question is, what over here is simply an application of Hilchos Kalim, and what are the unique halachos that relate to Pesach, both Lekula and Lechumra? Right, the Lekula we spoke about of the Hetera Bala, the Lechumra Iser Mashahu, and so it's like this balance between the two, that you sort of try to figure out, if this was not Hilchos Pesach, what would we say? And now we have Hilchos Pesach, what do we do? Okay, with that introduction, let's begin Sif Chaf. Hashulchanot v'hatevot shematzniyim v'hem ochlim kol hashana. We're talking about cabinets, and more important for us, we're talking about tables, countertops, that we use all year round. Regilin le'erot aleihem rotchim. So the Mechaber says that the minhag in his time was to use irui. Lefi shepa'amim nishpach marok min akaderos l'solchan. Because what would be the blia? The blia would be that there would be spillage, and the spillage, that's in irui, so kabal kachpalta can be removed via irui. So Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Kuf Yudalet points out that if we're worried about all of the possibilities, the possible usages, so maybe we had over here a davar gush that fell onto the table, a potato from the, well, potato would not be so much of a problem, but some kishka, that would be chametz, hot kishka, were to fall on the table, and it would be nivra more than irui. We view the davar gush, which is the adsoledet bo, as the equivalent of a kli rishon. So lechora, then we should require a super irui. We called an irui with an even meluban that would serve somewhat as a hagala. But the bottom line is that sof kol sof, we saw even in Hilchos Pesach that we go after rov tashmisho. Rov tashmish of a countertop is to use in cold, and that's so. The Aruch HaShulchan over here points out that since this hagala with the irui could damage, so we suffice with the irui without the Eben Meluban. In situations where even that irui would be damaging, we could really suffice over here with hagala. With hadacha, simply washing it off. Then with the rova, the tachmish is to use a table in terms of food which is cold. Okay, the what about covering the table after we're machshir it? So the Magen Avraham alatar and Sifkaton Lamedches says once we're machshir something, there's no need to cover it. However, the Magen Avraham quotes a Maharil that sof kol sof yitachin very much that if these tab cabinets or tabletops are made of wood, that they would have all sorts of crevices in them. Within the crevices, you would have a be'en, and nothing that we would do in terms of hag'ala would remove the be'en. And so the Mishnah Brura in Sifkatan Kuf Tesvav quotes this Maharil, that our minhag is to cover tables, and we all know, coming from America, that people go running around looking for brown paper, for white paper, whatever their mother or their grandmother used to use to cover the tables. We cover the tables and the countertops. So that's Sivcha. Sivcha, that's not mentioned though in the Shulchan Aruch. It's mentioned in the Maharil, quoted by the Magen Avraham, and again the Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here in Sivkat and Kuf Tesvav. Tov, let's see Sivchaf Aleph. Chaviot Shochere Shenasnu Bahem Shechar Saorim. We're talking about beer barrels that are made of cheres, mutarin b'hag'ala o b'irui gimel yamin. What's going on over here? It's very, very strange. We're talking on one hand about the material of cheres, pottery. We saw it as our axiom that you cannot use hag'ala on cheres, that hag'ala isn't going to pull out the bliya from a cheres. So why over here does it say that you use hag'ala? So the answer is that we're dealing over here with a bliya b'tzonen. When you have a bliya b'chamin, so that's not going to come out via hag'ala. When we're dealing, however, with a bliya of tzonen, here we have two alternatives. One alternative is hag'ala. The other alternative is irui gimel yamim. This is what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah calls milui v'irui, namely to fill this cask for 24 hours with water, pour it out, fill it again 24 hours, and again do this three times. Now, the 24 hours have to be ritzufim, they have to be continuous. But between the three, there's no need for a retzef. You can fill it for 24 hours on Sunday, and then again on Tuesday, and then again on Thursday. There's no need for a retzef, what we require, but this is a form of removal. Again, 24 hours creates a kvisha. Kvisha is a form, is, in other words, is maflit umavliya, like bishul. So these three 24-hour periods of the cold kvisha will serve to pull out whatever bliya would come out at any point. Comes along the Ramah and points out that the hagala of a cask of beer is something which is very difficult. Where are you going to find a pot large enough to submerge a cask of beer? So the Ramah points out, Hagolas chavios ye aser derech zeh, yilabein avanim, yisimeim bahem, inside of the cask, ya'are aleihem rotchim mikli rishon, yigalgel hachavios yegia hagala lekol makom. Namely that we saw this already, that when we're dealing with hagala, not qua hagala, there was no bliya of chamin, we're dealing with hagala as a form of getting out a lesser form of bliya. Over here, the bliya of tzonen, of kvisha. So we'll use our avanim mulubanos along with the water to create this atmosphere. It's not exactly the world of kli rishon, but it's good enough for bliyat tzonen. Okay, however, this is all the chatchila. Comes along the Ramah and says, ubidiyevet im nasdu behem yayin o dvash below hagala, rakidichan yafet tchila muter rishos menu bepesach. That we can use these chametz dikah, we're talking about beer, right? Beer is chametz, malt. We can use these chametz dikah barrels, cheres barrels, on Pesach, even without a hechsher, just washing them out. How can that be? So this brings us back to the world of Hilchos Ta'arovis, back to Siman Kufhei, where we saw that every form of kvisha is like an inner paradox. Kvisha takes 24 hours. After 24 hours, we say that then there's a bliya into the chavis. But 24 hours, that's also the world of no saint tam lif gam. And so the question is, do you ever mess up a kli by having an isa sit in it for 24 hours? Maybe by the time it goes into the walls of the kli, it's already going to be a no saint tam lif gam. So we saw machokas, the taz, and the shach. So the Ramah over here says, b'dieved, we can be samach on the fact that there was never a bliya in the first place. But the evil could be somach on the fact that the beer, when it went into the chavis, since it sat 24 hours, is already a no saint tam lif gam into the chavis. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat on Kuf Kaf Beis. Umitam de kavush onikra arachar shesha meis leis. Az na sehabliyeh betoch hakli lif gam a mutar b'di'evet. It could be samech on the sheet of the Taz on a b'di'evet, on a b'di'evet plane.
Then, why
aren't we more? So again, this is where we're machmir lechatchila, but b'di'evet, we always take into account also simchas yontif. However, what the Mishnah Berurah points out at the end of that sif katan is that when we're dealing with these barrels that are holding alcoholic beverages, sometimes the alcoholic beverage is not beer, but it's whiskey. And whiskey, it could very well be that even after you wash out the barrel, it's still going to smell like whiskey, and it's still going to taste like whiskey. Whiskey is going to... And so it says, if the bottom line is that you're going to have a reyach v'tam, you can't speak about the fact that you had over here beetle. In other words, you can follow all the rules, but if you're going to taste whiskey, then that you shouldn't use that on Pesach. So he writes at the end, v'hinei milavush mashma dafilim hik'ila mi... I'm sorry... Odiskim uaposkim. Dima kli haya miyayin saraf, whiskey, aser bidievet afilum ena ben yoma, de enenu roos, sheno sein tam, l'shevachu. And even if you were to be magil, if we have a case of enenu roos, shenishabar tam vereach, afilu achar hagala, we're going to have a problem. So we have to take into account our own senses, even within the world of halacha. In other words, there is a concept of halacha physics, halachic physics, but not against our own senses. Yes.
Just going back a little bit, what's the svar between
Iru Shlosh Yamin? Iru Shlosh Yamin. We're dealing with a bliya that went in via cold, right? So it went in some form of kvisha. Mm-hmm. So Iru Shlosh Yamin is a triple kvisha. In other words, at this trip, why three times?
No, why not two?
Why not two? Why not one? I don't know. In other words, the svara is that this is what Chazal were mesha'er, that would pull out the blia. I don't know why dafka 3. I don't know, I'm sorry. Okay, kaf beis. Kol hakelem afilu shel cheresh nishtamish behem chametz betzonen, muter lishtamish behem matza afilu b'chamen. Had there been no blia at all in the kli, simply used it betzonen, so there's no issue at all. There's no blia, you wash it off, so it's not chametz stick. This was brought in for the exceptions. Chutz mi beis hasor u beis charoses sha'af al pishol nishtamish behem chametz ela betzonin also nishtamish behem matzah b'chamen. Namely, we have those types of kelim that are used for items that are in the process of chimutz, that the item is, and we point out that chimutz is like a davar charif. It's like a super bliya, and so that's a ma'akev. Not to use it for cham. For tzonen, the Mechaber assumes, is not a problem. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, however, we saw, it's kuf kafchet, dafka derech arai velo derech keva, kanal besif alef ba'agod, that the Ramah pointed out, this is yet, we know this from Hilchos Basa v'chalav, that if you're using a what we'll call a non-kosher kli, of tzonen, then you can use it, but the ofen arai, not the ofen kavua. So over here, to use the beit hasor and the beit acharoset betzonein to put, you know, that you can do, but says Meshubura, but according to Ashkenazim, not bederach keva.
Don't we say though, if we know for sure the vessel is used only with cold, we don't have to worry?
Excuse me.
Didn't we say that it's only when the vessel is used, we know for sure, if we're not sure that the vessel is only used for cold, but if it's only used for cold, we can have the schor, right?
We had it if you want to use it for Dover Tzonein Lach. Dover Tzonein Lach. You want to put your...
So
he's saying that if you want to use this on Pesach for Dover Tzonein Lach, then Dafka Derech Harai. That's the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Kafches.
I thought we said the Shach said... If we know the vessel is only used for cold, then there is no issue, right?
If we know it was only used for cold.
So
yeah, but over here we're saying is that the what's called over here the beit ha'so'or And the Beit HaCharoses, even if they're cold, they're considered to have more of a blia because they're like Dvarim Charithim, and therefore we're going to apply this principle. Okay? Then the Mechaber then continues that Avala Shel Cheres, Lo Mahani Hagola, Afilo Nishtamish Behem Chametz, Ela Bitzonein, Lo Yishtamish Behem Matzah, Afilo Bitzonein, Vehoidna Nahagu Alma, Delo Ishtamushe Bepisra Bemane de Pachra Atike. That you shouldn't use a Kli Cheres at all. In other words, the minhag is not to use Kli Cheres at all, even if they weren't used for Dava Charif. Even Ba'ofen Arai, even for Tzonein, you shouldn't use your china from the year for on Pesach. Okay? Again, that's a chumer of Pesach. Then the Ramah comes along with Tanur Shel Beis HaChoref. Tanur Shel Beis HaChoref is what nowadays we call a radiator. Or, it's a, what is that called? An electric radiator. In other words, that you could, if you wanted to, if you're a bachelor and you're a pad, you could use that to make toast on it. If you're married, I'm not aware of very many women that would appreciate your saying, well, when I was in the army, I learned how to make toast on, my electric heater. But it can be used. A tanur beis hachoref could be used for chametz. And therefore, says the Ramah, Dino kikli cheres ve'aser losam shum davar al tanur bePesach. So here, the equivalent would also be, let's say, the stove top. Not, where it's simply the stove has an area, not where the burners are, around the burners, that area may have been bolea chametz. And so if you weren't machshir that area and you put on something which is hot and dry, there's going to be a blia kedei klipa. If you put on something hot and moist, there's going to be a blia kedei kulo. If you put a pot there, so me'ikar hadin, we pointed out there's no blia that goes mikli lekli below rotev. But the Ramo over here says that it's better not to put anything on it. It's better not to play these games. To put something inside of a tanur, so over here the Shar HaTziyun, Sifkatan Kuf Ayin Tes, points out that putting something inside of the tanur, there you have the problem of Zeya Shel Chametz She'ala L'Ma'ala Mehevel HaKederos. And that if you're going to put anything inside of an oven, even inside of a kli, you're going to have the Zeya, which is Nivra and the Tanur going into the walls of the Kedera. Okay, that's not, we said Ein Bliya doesn't go from Kli to Kli without Rotev, but Zeya is considered to be Rotev. Sifkaf Gimel. Kli Cheres HaMetzupin Behituch Zechuchis Dinam Kli Cheres. The Gemara in Psachim, Daf Lamed Amed Beis, deals with Kelim that were called Kunya. What are Kunya? So most of you should understand that those are kli cheres that are covered with a layer of lead. However, Rabbeinu Tam over there, in Psachim Adaf Lamed, Amad Beis, says that it's cheres which is covered with a glaze of glass. The kunya is covered with a glaze of glass. And that's what the Mechaber is quoting over here. Kli cheres hametzupin behituch zechuchis. And the chiddush is that even though glass, we're going to see a little later on in the Mechaber, is not boleya, because it's so smooth, but over here it has the status of cheres. Why? Why are we machmir over here? So in the Bir Halacha, he quotes a machlokes rishonim. He quotes the Rush, who says that since this is forged together with the cheres in the kiln, so it weakens the status of the glass, and it gives it the status of the pottery. Tosus points out that since the glass is very thin, it doesn't block the blios. And so therefore, our dishes, our classic dishes, be they earthenware, be they china, they're all covered with this sheen of a very thin layer of glass. We spoke about it in terms of tvilas kelim. But we can't use them for Pesach, because even if we're going to view it like glass in terms of tvilas kelim, it's not enough of a glass to prevent blia. Then the Ramah comes out with a tremendous chumrah. V'yesh mekomo shenahagu sholishtamish b'klicheres glitzerit afilu chadoshim. Not to use china on Pesach, even new china. What kind of chumrah is this? So the beer in the Mishnah Berura, he explains that the reason was is that they used to use subin, they used to use bran in the process of making the glaze. And so the kelim would contain chametz. And the fear was, the moment you use them, then that chametz is going to go into your food, if you use it with hot. But that's a very unusual sort of local issue. And so the Ramah says, "Ein lahachmir rak b'makom haminog," that in places where they made the glaze in that manner, there it was also to use even a new kelim, but you don't have to be choshish, that's the way the glaze is made around the world. Sif kaf dalet klei etza matzupin b'samonim shekorin barnis dinam kikli cheres. That when you have a kli etz, which lends itself to haga'olah, but it's covered with a thick layer of paint, the thick layer of paint interferes with the haga'olah, and therefore you shouldn't use them because you can't be magil them. Okay? Let's see, sif kafe. Sif kafe. Kol klei shtiya ben tzlochiyot ben kosot mutarim b'shtifa ben shehen shel zechuchis ben shehen shel eitz ben shehen shel matechet ben shehen shel cheres. That since the rov tashmish of klei shtiya is to use in cold, so in cold just wash it out. We don't drink by leaving something there 24 hours. We put a Coca-Cola in, we drink, then we wash it out. It's irrelevant what it's made out of. There's no blia over here. Even though occasionally they may be used for something hot, this we saw back in the beginning of the Siman, that we have this kula in the world of Pesach, that we go after Rov Tashmish rather than worry about Miyut Tashmish. But if you recall, that was the Machaber. The Ramah back over there said we should be Machmir. So over here, the Ramah is L'shitoso. Miyu Yesh Machmirim U'matzrichim Hagala V'chein No Hagin. That we're Nohek to be Choshesh for the Miyut Shimush and to require Hagala. But over here, since the Hagala is a Chumrah, so we can use the parallel to Hagala, which is Milui V'Irui, three times, that would also be good. So for a Kiddush cup, we're knowing to take it for Hagala, or if you want to, you can use the Milui V'Irui also in place of the Hagala. Klei Zechuchis, afilu machnisan l'kiyum. In other words, even if you use these Klei Zechuchis for storage, right? Let's say you store wine in glass canisters, word, or you store wine in a bottle, a glass bottle that you keep wine in for months before you use it. Afilu shtamish ben b'chamin, even now you want to use it on Pesach to put hot knedel soup in this bottle. Ein tzarach shum hechsher she'ena mebolin u'shtifa ba'al masogi. This is a rule by Zechuchis that since it's shi'i, since it's very, very smooth, so there's a Rav Yah who learns out from the world of Molicha, that we say that when you want to be Moleach meat to get out the blood from the meat, there's no need to be Moleach the heart muscle, because the heart muscle is very, very smooth. It's Shi'i, that's the Gemara says in Chulin, and therefore it's not Bolea Da. That's something which is very, very smooth, is not boleya. That's the way the Machaber paskins, that Zechuchis is simply not boleya. The Gra Alatar quotes a fascinating makar from Avos Derav Nosan. That Avos Derav Nosan, we all are aware of Pirkei Avos, we have all these mishalim, right? That a person is like a sfog, a person is like, could be like a kankan, like a napa, like a mishmeres, like a sifter, like a sieve, etc. So the Avos Derav Nosan points out, Kli Cheres Boleya Ve'eno Polet. Klei Zechuchis Eno Boleya Ve'eno Polet. So it's black and white, Avos Derav Nosan. That Eno Boleya Ve'eno Polet. That the Kli Zechuchis, that the world of Beliya doesn't apply to it. However, even though the Machaber Paskins this way, the Ramah says, Haminog Ba'ashkenaz, ומדינוס, I'm sorry. יש מחירים ויאמרים תקחי זכוכס אפילו הגול הלא מהני להו, וכן המנהג באשכנז ומדינוס אלו. You know, we're taking it 180 degrees. Not only is it boleya, it's boleya like a kli cheres, because basically glass is made from sand. And so since it's made the same way, from the same raw material as a kli cheres, even though it's smooth, we're going to be machmir in the world of Ashkenaz that it's boleya and you cannot be machshir. This is the shita of Rabbeinu Yechiel, and this is minag Ashkenaz. So the Gra asks the shita so, that it's an avos d'Rav Nosson. How could Rabbi Yechiel disagree with the avos d'Rav Nosson? He says the avos d'Rav Nosson is all relative. Relative to a kli zechuchis, relative to a kli cheres, the kli zechuchis eino boleya veino poleid. But it's still boleya upoleid. Then we pointed out that a kli cheres is boleya even within 24 hours. The kli zechuchis would take 24 hours. So relative to the kli cheres, it's less than the boleya, but it's still boleya. The question is, can Ashkenazim be mekel on a bidieved plane? So the Magen Avraham in Sifkaton Memtet, it's quoted over here by the Mishnah Brura, in Sifkaton Kuf Nun Hey. Magen Avraham says that Ashkenazim can be mekel on klei zechuchis only with hag'olah. But the Taz says that they can be mekel even without Hagolah, namely that they can be Mekel like the Sfardim. You don't have to be Magil at all. The Mishnah Berurah makes like a Pshara. The Mishnah Berurah says that if we have a situation of Hefsei Meruba in this case is that it's Mamait Simchas Yom Tov, you don't have glasses to use, and it's Eno Bene Yoman, then you can be Mekel. Halacha Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Kuf Nun Vav quotes a Chai Adam. You're in Alaska, in Anchorage, Alaska. You don't have a separate set of dishes for Pesach. I'm sure that this Shaya has these memories. I have these memories when I grew up. So before Pesach, the bathtub would be full of klei zechuchis and glasses that we would, you know, fill up the bathtub for 24 hours, then, you know, let out the plug, refill it 24 hours. That we before there were disposable cups. This is what people did. In other words, that they would use their glasses, they would use jars, they would use bottles from the world of chametz. If you recall, I think we mentioned at one point in Hilchos Tarov, when we were reviewing the halachos for Pesach, that on bottles in Israel, when you buy bottles of wine, it'll say on the bottle, Bakbuk Chadash, because the bottles used to be reused, and people used to use it in their home to store borscht, to store all sorts of things. And so for Pesach, you know, the hechsher would be that they would have to use a new bottle. But that's the fact use new bottles. But people in their own homes, and would say, be machshir the old bottles. Everything changed. And it was, this year, my wife gave away all of our Pesach china. We haven't used it for years. We use paper and plastic, etc. So we just gave it all away. Okay. It's what is unclear. Rabbi Yechiel says his halacha that zechuchit you cannot be machshir. It's boleya and it's not maflit. He says that across the board. The question is, when the Rama over here says that the minag in Ashkenaz is to be machmir, was he speaking to be machmir like Rabbeinu Yechiel across the board, or dafka to be machmir like Rabbeinu Yechiel in Pesach? What? So, you know, so there are different customs among Jews. There are Ashkenazi Jews who will have, during the course of the year, one set of glasses that they'll use for milchik and for fleishik. Right? In other words, that they don't, or one set of wine glasses, that they don't have milchik wine glasses, fleishik wine glasses, because me'ikar hadin, they understood that we're only going to be machmir like Rabbeinu Yechiel on Pesach, not during the course of the year between meat and milk. That's an open issue, which is dealt with by the poskim. Okay, let's complete Siman Tafnun Aleph. Tufnan Aleph completes with Shpud Yoshan Shetzalubo Ugos Ophos, I'm sorry, but Pesach, Mutarin Afal Pishim Yikodim Tzalubo Basar Maluach, Mimelach Shalo Nivdak. In other words, that you had used these spits during the course of the year to roast meat. The meat had been salted. When it was salted, we didn't care whether there was chametz around or not. Maybe we should be choshish that the meat was boleya chametz during the malicha and then transferred it on to the shipudim. So the machaber says, no, we're not choshish. That lo masakin ni surah. We have no, this wasn't the purpose of using, there's no reason to believe that this meat had in it some bliya of chametz. But the Rama says, mihu ein lahati arak b'diyevet. We don't like to deal with things without a hechsher, based on principles of lo machzikin and nisura, except on the b'diyevet plane, but not l'chatzchila. Okay, ad kan siman tafnun alo. Siman tafnun beis, we'll just give a hakdama, that there was an issue throughout generations how to create a hag'ala which is going to be a one-directional street. We know that Kabbalah Kachpolto, classically the world of Bli and Plita is a two-way street. How to create a scenario where our Hagala is going to pull the Tam out of the Kli, and the Tam is not going to go back into the Kli. And so within the Rishonim, we find four Eitzos, two of which we have mentioned earlier. One Eitzah that we mentioned earlier was the Eitzah of waiting until the Kli is Eino Ben Yomo. And then, when the Tam goes out of the Kli, the Tam goes out as an Eino Ben Yomo, and when it goes back in, it goes in as Eino Ben Yomo, and on that there's no Gezera. Where Gozer on a Kli, Eino Ben Yomo, Otu Kli Kelim Shebenei Yomo. But where Gozer on a Kli, where the Tam was Nivla Ben Yomo, and became Eino Ben Yomo. But we're not Gozer on a Kli, that L'chatchila was Balea Tam, Eino Ben Yomo. So that's one Eitzah, to wait until the Kli is Eino Ben Yomo, and in that way it turns into a one-way street. The second Eitzah is Shishim. Simply to have Shishim. The Tam goes out into the water, and it's batel b'shishim. And so there's nothing to go back in. But the question is, how do we measure the Shishim when you're dealing with being magil a number of kelim? Do we say that you require Shishim against one Kli, and then every time you put a Kli in, the Tam is batel, the Tam is batel, the Tam is batel, kama kama batel? Or do we say Choser v'nir? Do we say that you need Shishim against all of the kelim? That's a machlokes rishonim. The Ravid says you need for each Kli, and the Rashba says that you need for all the kelim combined. Just in terms of coming attractions, the Magen Avraham in Sivka Tanvav Paskins Lekula like the Ravid, but the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Yud Gimel Paskins Lechumra like the Rashba. And if you really want to use this heter of Shishim, you have to have Shishim against all the kelim. Those two Eitzes.
Rashba says for all the kelim.
What?
Rashba says for all.
All the kelim and the Mishnah Brura. Because that's our general principle, that the Tam in the water is Choser v'nir. The third Eitzah that we have not, that we just mentioned, sort of Agav Urcha, is to be Magil the Kelim before Pesach, before Shas HaIsur. Shisha Shareviyas, that before the Chametz becomes Asur on Erev Pesach, then to do the Hagala and take advantage of what we saw in Hilchos Basav HaChalav, the concept of Nat Bar Nat Dehetera. Namely, you had a Ta'am of Chametz that went into a Kli, and now this is going from the Kli into the water, and then it's going back from the water into the Kli. So you have a Nat Bar Nat Dehetera, that's what we call a Ta'am Kolush. It weakens the Ta'am to the degree that it no longer has the standard of Chametz, no longer has a standard which is going to be recognizable. Okay, so we have the concept of Nat Bar Nat Dehetera. And right, chametz to the kli, to the water, back to the kli. It's like a triple Nat Bar Nat. And the fourth Eitzah is using Gemara in Chulin from a different context. The Gemara speaks about, in the world of Malicha, Aini de Tarit Lemifrat Robala, that halachic processes sometimes are one-way streets. And when something is involved in pouring out, it doesn't go back in. When the melicha, when the melach is pulling the blood out, the blood is not going to go back in. And so here, as long as the tam is moving out of the kli, it's not going to move back in. But then you move into a question of timing. Namely, if you don't put it in long enough, it's not going to leave. If you leave it in too long, so then already the plita finished, and now the bria is going to begin. So it's you give a very, very narrow window of time of where you could say, either Torah to Mifra to Rabala. But those are the four, yeah? So that's what we're going to discuss. That's exactly what the Mechaber is going to discuss. Now we'll move to Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Yesh lihi zaher lahag'il kodem sha'a chamishis. The Mechaber says, I like that fourth Eitzah. I like that one. I'm taking number four, because that solves a lot of problems. Lo yitztarach ledaktik imakelem b'nei yoman, olav b'nei yoman, olem yesh shishim b'mayim, o ein shishim b'mayim, v'chein im magil kelem shibriyosan mu'etet im kelem shibriyosan maruba, וכן אם משה הכלם בתוך היורה יוסר מידי, ואין או משה עושם כל כך, וכן כדי שיצטרך להיזור אשר ינוחו המים מרתיחתן. Where it's that this is the, according to Mechaber, this is the ideal situation, and that we're somech on, I'm sorry. Not number four, number three, right? That on the third eight, so we're somech on, you don't get involved in the issues of, number one, is it really Eino Ben Yomo? Number two, do you really have Shishim? And number four, are we not putting in long enough? Are we putting it in too long? You don't get involved in any of these issues when we're using the Not Bar Not the Hetera. The problem is that the Mechaber, if you recall, we had a question, how do you kasher an oven? And we said, well, it depends whether an oven is Hetera Bala or Isura Bala. Right? And if it's Isura Bala, you need Libun. Libun Chamor. And if it's a Terabala, then you need Hagala and Libun Kal. And the Mechaber was the one who viewed Chametz as Isurabala. Namely, that even before Sha'as Isur, Chametz by its nature is Isurabala. So how can you use the Heter of Nat Bar Nat if Chametz is Isurabala? That's the question the Bir Halacha asks on the Mechaber. In my edition, it's the third Bir Halacha, it's on the other side of the page. She'ein Tzrichin Lizor Behem. Hinei HaRamav HaMachaber B'chol Sif Zeh Kaima B'chada Shisasa. That it appears that the Machaber over here agrees with the Ramah to Bizman Shemuter HaChametz Mikri Nat Bar Nat De Hetera Ve'in Tzorach Lizor B'shum Dovar Ve'ayen Ba'olah Shabbos U'prichado Shubir HaGra D'chol Zehu L'das HaPoskim Shesovrim Chametz Mikri Hetela Bala Aval L'das HaSovrim Chametz Yisura Bala וכן סוסם המחבר לאל בסימן תפנון א' סיף ד' אם כן אין חילוק בין קודם שעה חמישס או כל היום, and he leaves the מחבר בצורך איום. That the מחבר over here says, I love Eitzah number three of Nat Bar Nat De Hetera, but how does that work according to the מחבר? So the Aruch HaShulchan over here wants to give a hesber for the מחבר. That the Mechaber really, really doesn't hold that Chametz is Isura Bala. Had Chametz been Isura Bala, this Mechaber would make no sense at all. The one who holds that Chametz is Isura Bala, that's the Ramban. The Ramban speaks about Chametz Shmo Alav, and it's Isura Bala, but the Mechaber never quotes that language. The Mechaber argues, I mean, he agrees that Chametz is Hetera Bala. Once it's Hetera Bala, then we have a din of Nat Bar Nat the Hetera, that we have a Tam Kolosh. Why then, if you want a kasher, an oven, do you need Libun Chamor? Why not use Hagala? After all, it's Hetera Bala. So he answers as follows. That when we say that for Hetera Bala, Hagala is enough, it's because Hagala can remove 95% of the Iser. And then what you're left with inside of the Kli is Batal B'Shishim. And we pointed out, like the Rashba, that whenever you're always going to have bitul, there's no problem. But chametz on Pesach is aser b'mashehu. So you can use that. You know, it's when we say that in the world of Hetera Bala, you can use Hag'ala instead of Libun, that's in Shari Surim, but not by chametz. Chametz is the unique halacha of Iser Mashehu. But, in other words, the Hetera Bala will create a Nat Bar Nat. Namely, on the level of Nat Bar Nat, There the tam is a tam kolosh. Even the mashu is kolosh. It's not going to aser anything. But we're not dealing with a not bar not. We're dealing with using hagala on a tanur, using a liban kal. So some chametz is going to remain in the walls. Had it been nevela, it would have been okay. But chametz, we have a problem that chametz is aser b'mashu. So that's the way he gets out of the issue. Okay? Okay, so we saw that the Mechaber is somech on heter number 3 of not bar not to hetera, do your hag'ala before chametz becomes asur. Using heter number 4 of Eidah Torah Mifrat Obola, so both the Mechaber and the Ramah Alatar bring up all the issues. You can't leave it too long, because then it's no longer pole, and it's going to be boleya. You can't leave it in too short, because you need time for it to be pole. You can't leave it in non-boiling water, because the non-boiling water is still going to be yad soledespo, so it's going to be mavliya, it's not going to be maflit. You can't put in a kli with a bliya maruba, with a kli, with a bliya katana, because one kli is going to finish its plita before the other one, and then it's going to be boleya from the other kli. And in all of these issues, you have to kasher the big pot, because the big pot that you're using already finished its plita, and then again it's going to be boleya. In other words, so we have all these issues within shita number 4. L'halacha, the Mishnah Berura in Sivkatan Yutes is Koshesh, that we can't rely on the heter of not bar not the hetera, because there are shitos that hold that chametz is isura bala. So what then is our minhag? So the Ramah at the end of Sif Beis says that our minhag is the kol sheken kli shel isur al kein nohagu shelo lahagil shum kli ben yomo. Our minhag is number 1, to use kelim that are einan b'nei yomon. Okay, and then he quotes, the Mishnah Berura quotes in Sifkatan Yud Gimel, that it's kedai to be machmir for all the shitos, but that turns into getting, it gets very, very complicated. In other words, dafka to be magil before shah shishis, dafka to have shishim, but we don't know how much exactly shishim means, and dafka to try and get it in that window of time, not to be magil two kelim simultaneously, etc., etc. Okay, Sif Beis, Yesh li zohir mi lahagil kli habasar u kli achalav biyachad, elin kein echad mehem eino ben yomo. Okay, this again is the Mechaber. You want to take the kli basari and kli chalav and make them both parva. So one of them should be ben yomo, one of them should be eino ben yomo. Then the ben yomo gets the tam pogum from the eino ben yomo, and the eino ben yomo gets a not bar not from the ben yomo. Why not have them both ben yomo and say we have a double not bar not? This we spoke about back in Siman Sadihei, that we're afraid that the tamim are going to meet in the water and become basar v'cholov, that we're going to create basar v'cholov. So we need at least one of them to be an eino ben yomo. Okay, but again, our minhag is that everything should always be eno ben yomo. Sif gimel lo yaniach kelim harbe betoch kli v'yagilim yachad, to have like a basket that you're going to put a little, got a silverware in. That, we said, is good in tvilas kelim. Because in tvilas kelim, all you need is that the water touch, and any water that is attached to water of the mikveh, that's already enough. So the water can get between the kelim. Here, we need mayim roschim. And yitachin, that if the two kelim are touching, we're not going to have riticha. We're not going to, that's what's pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Kaf Beis. Makom de giyosam lo salkei haritichah. Afagav d'rinyan tzvila, ein chotzitzin lo riticha shayin. Okay. Sif Dalin deals with the tongues. Imagil bitzvat. If you hold on to the kli with the tongues, so then yigalgil hakli. You can't hold it tightly, because In the world of tvilas kelim, you could simply dip the tongs into the mikveh, pull it out, and then when it's wet, hold the kli. That's good enough for mikveh. But in terms of Hagala, you require the Mayim Rotchim, and we're going to be missing that in the point of the tongue. So it has, you need Reticha in all spots. Sif Hei, Ein Mag'ilin B'chamei Tveria, Afilu Kelem Shedina K'Klishenim, Yishim She'ena Toldas Or. That Hagala needs Toldas Or. Toldas Or means you need a fire which is created via combustion. It could be a wood fire, a coal fire, a gas fire, an electric fire. All of those would be good, but not chamei tveria, which means not a microwave. Why? Because it's a different level, or not a duchemish, not a solar panel. Namely, you could use the microwave to kasher a microwave, kabbalo kachpolto, but you can't use the microwave to be machshir, to create mei hagala. It's a different medium. Then the Ramah deals with the issue that we talked about in terms of what kind of liquid. Ein mag'ilin b'shum mashker rak b'mayim. This is a shita of the Ramban. U'bidiyevet mahani agala b'kol mashker. That's the shita of the Rashba. And we mentioned this, that Rav Moshe has two tshuvos in Yoredei Chelok Aleph Siman Samach, Yoredei Chelok Bei Siman Mem Aleph, that in the world of industrial kashrus, the industry doesn't want you to use water to be magil because the water can cause rust. They want to have something that has an oil base that will constantly, you know, have like a sheath of oil. And so we can be somech, b'dievid, on the Rashba that even Sharmashkim is good enough. How do we view a melted fat? Is that like a liquid or a solid? That Rav Moshe questions. And the question also, how do we view liquid hot chocolate? If you have parva chocolate going through the machinery, would that be considered to be a hagola? Because we have liquid chocolate, so that's it's a liquid. But the question is, do we view that as a liquid or not? Or do we view it as simply a running solid? Beseder. Okay. How do we deal with a kli that has a rim? So that's if of kli gadol eino yochal hachniso letoch kli acher. You know, it's normally what you do is you boil up water inside of the kli. But what do you do about the rim? So during the course of the year, you would make a rim around the rim out of batzek. But you can't do that to kasher the kli for Pesach, to use dough as your artificial rim. So he speaks about the fact that you can make it out of tit, you can make it an artificial rim out of clay, or simply toss an Evan Melubenet into the water and it'll spill over the rim. And the rim has to be mukshar as well. But what about the outside of the kli? What about the outside of the kli? That no one talks about in the Machaber or the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot on Lamed Aleph quotes a Magen Avraham and a Taz who say that since the kli was only used from the inside, so as long as you're magilit from the inside, that's enough. Kabbalo kachpolto. But if you would have a kli that was used from the outside as well, like a ladle, right, that the whole ladle goes in. Or sometimes people have a pot, a small pot, that they use as a ladle. It's like in a large kitchen, right? So they have this huge pot of soup, and they'll take a small pot of soup with a long handle and dip it in, and then from that they'll fill the various containers that are brought to the table for a soup. So that in Achinami, the same way Kegol Kachpolto, the same way that became chametz stick from inside and outside, so you have to kasher it from inside and outside. Acharon chaviv, siv zayin, nohagin gishtof hakli memayim karim achar hagala midyad. Nohagin, we have this minhag. We have this minhag of rinsing the kli off with cold water after the hagala. Where does this come from? So the Mechaber simply says, nohagim, that's the language of Tosfos. Nohagim, it's a minhag, it's a minhag. But there's a tshuva of Rashi who says that this is because of method number four of being magil. If you recall, method number four was Aiditarit Mifrat Robola. So we want to be certain that there'll be no blia of residual drops after the plita. So we have a real issue over here that we have to rinse it in order to be able to stop the process of the hag'ala. I saw that Rav Nevinsal, in his Yitzchak Yikarei Al Atar, points out that this concept of rinsing afterwards is only mentioned in Shas by Kodshim. In Kodshim, there's a concept called Merika Ushtifa. Merika is Hagala, Ushtifa is rinsing. And so he wanted to claim that maybe this is a din of Zechor HaMikdash, that we want to, you know, keep ourselves prepared, that in the time of the Mikdash, when we're going to do Hagala over there, we need Merika Ushtifa, so we'd always use the Merika and the Shtifa. But the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Daled points out that since according to Tosfos, this is a minhag ba'alma, so b'di'eved, if you didn't do it, you didn't know the halakha, so you didn't rinse it off, it's fine. And that it's only me'ikar hadin according to the fourth way of being magil. But if since we're somechan, eno ben yomo, and shishim, and even according to the machaber, we're somechan, hetera bala, not barat hetera, so there's really no need other than mitzad haminah, but that's not going to be ma'akev in the hechsher of the kli. Okay, adkan. Mitzvah Hashem, you should enjoy your chazara. It turned into 7 shiurim as opposed to 6. I'm sorry, but it's the same material. And what? Okay. Just stay there. And the bechina Mitzvah Hashem is 2 yesterday, the 15th. If you won't take it by then, as I know there's some of you.